You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
This is Catherine Lanfer. I'm sitting in today for John Hockenberry. The conflict in Georgia is sending shockwaves through the region, with other former satellite states of the Soviet Union wondering about their own futures. To find out more, we're going to check in today with Peter Semneby. He is the European Union's special representative for the South Caucasus, and he joins us from Tbilisi. Welcome to The Takeaway, Peter.
Thank you.
You have been traveling in the area. Tell us what you are seeing on the ground today.
Well, I have mostly been receiving reports from staff traveling around the country, and it's a conflicting picture. As of this morning, we had not noticed any significant signs of a Russian withdrawal. We had seen, on the contrary, a few instances of the Russian forces digging in. Some humanitarian relief is reaching its destinations, but there's, of course, an enormous need that still has to be covered. And I do hope that the withdrawal will take place today and tomorrow, as has been promised, in order for Georgia essentially to get back to normal, to reconstruct the economy, to reconstruct transportation links. And also that we will be able to launch a political process in the near future that will also address the underlying issues here. But still, the situation is indeed very complicated. The Russian forces are present in a very large part of Georgian territory, where they are roaming around and causing a great deal of anxiety among the population.
Now, I know that you are among those who are arguing that recent events are going to push countries in the South Caucasus even further toward the West. And I'm wondering what sort of steps or what sort of signs you've heard already that countries are wanting to do that.
Well, I represent the European Union, so I don't want to comment on what steps NATO may be taking. Of course, the ministerial meeting that NATO had the other day was the extra meeting that they had was a powerful signal to Georgia, and the institution, also the creation of a new NATO-Georgia commission. The European Union has also had a number of meetings already. We are talking about what we can do both in terms of stabilizing the situation by sending assessment teams, essentially monitors, by seeing what we can do in terms of securing the separation of forces and guaranteeing the security of providing security for Georgia and also the conflict regions after the withdrawal of the forces. We have already launched a large-scale relief program, and I believe all of this will, in the end, create a sense, both here and in Europe, that there is a strong bond between us, that there are joint interests, and that these links that we've actually started to build a long time ago, that they should be strengthened, and that they should be speeded up.
Talk just for a minute. The U.S. just signed this missile deal with Poland. Is that sending any further shockwaves in the region, especially given Russia's reaction to that deal?
Well, this is something that happened just yesterday, and I'm not aware of any reactions that we have seen to this, and it's largely unrelated to what is going on here.
All right. Peter Semneby, I'm going to thank you so much for joining us. That is Peter Semneby, yes. He is the European Union Special Representative for the South Caucasus, and he joined us this morning from Tbilisi. Adora?
And Catherine, I'm going to continue our conversation of what's been going on in Russia.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.